The state's Department of Health Services is reporting 1,043 new COVID-19 cases and has recorded 10 additional deaths today. It's the latest in a string of days with new cases above or around 1,000 here in the state, and it's in line with trends of cases going up nationally. The Delta variant seems to be to blame. It's more easily spread and could result in more severe symptoms. This comes as districts prepared to reopen classrooms in mid-August for the upcoming school year and life throughout the state returns to normal. Arizonans are gathering to attend concerts, sporting events, and enjoy the lifestyles we took for granted before the pandemic. Joining us now to talk about where we are in this ongoing pandemic is Dr. Kara Crist. She's the director of the state's Department of Health Services. Good morning and welcome back to the show, Dr. Crist.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So, as I mentioned, we are seeing cases kind of rise here. The numbers seem to look like they did maybe before we saw other surges in cases in the past. Is that where we're heading? Do you think we are heading for another surge?
So we are concerned with the increased number of cases. They have been increasing over the last week or so. We're predominantly attributing that to the increasing Delta variant that we're seeing here in Arizona. We know that it's more contagious, so we are recommending that everybody get vaccinated. We anticipate seeing an increase in cases. What we're hoping is because we prioritized vaccinating our vulnerable individuals, that will avoid what we've seen in hospitals in the past.
Right. So we have heard this phrase, this is now the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Is that the case here, or are we seeing sort of breakthrough cases in those who have been vaccinated?
So that is the case in Arizona. 99% of the deaths since January have been in unvaccinated individuals. 90% of the cases that we've identified in July are in unvaccinated individuals.
So then, as we're expecting, as you say, a rise in cases, are we expecting to see any adjustments to the state's COVID protocols? Are you expecting to put any protocols in place to try to stem the tide here?
You know, our recommendation really is to get fully vaccinated. There is plenty of vaccine. There are hundreds of places where people can go to get fully vaccinated. This is becoming a preventable disease with the presence of vaccination, and this is something we didn't have the last two surges. And so we would encourage everybody to go get vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, our recommendation has not changed. You should avoid large groups. You should wear a mask when you are with people that you don't live with, and stay home when you're sick.
So let's talk about vaccination efforts here in the state then. The vaccination rate here remains just over about 51%, I believe, as of this morning. And that's short of goals, you know, that would help us reach herd immunity. I think we're still a little behind the national average as well. How does the State Department of Health Services there, how are you working to increase that? Have we kind of hit a wall and the rest of the folks here are just not going to do it?
So I think we've plateaued for a bit. What we're hoping is that when people see how contagious the Delta variant is, that will change some of their minds. We're working on educational campaigns. We're working with leaders in our communities that may be a little bit more hesitant to get vaccinated to really answer questions, give accurate information, dispel some of the misinformation that's out there about the vaccine, and let everyone know that they are safe, they're effective, they're free, and they are the best prevention tool that we have against hospitalization and death.
Tell us a little bit more, Dr. Crist, about efforts kind of in local communities, like getting the vaccine to doctor's offices where, you know, somebody's trusted primary care physician can sit down and talk to them about this vaccine and answer questions and address misinformation. What do those look like?
That is a really good point. So we have been working, physicians' offices now have the ability, if they are onboarded with the department, to order vaccine and have it in their office. And this is important because we know that people trust their primary care provider or their healthcare provider. It's good to get your personal questions answered, especially if you have other health conditions or are worried how the vaccine may impact you. So we've been working with providers to continue to encourage them to get onboarded. One of the big things that we hear is that they're afraid of the wastage. Our goal is to get shots in arms. So we're really working with providers to let them know that the wastage is not as much of an issue as it was. And so, you know, if you have to open up a vial to give somebody a shot, please don't miss that opportunity. Give them the vaccine while they are there.
Before we let you go, I also want to ask you about a debate going on in schools as we look toward a new school year here pretty soon over quarantine policies. The governor's office has sent letters to the superintendents of two school districts, Peoria Unified and the Catalina Foothill School District in Tucson, condemning their policy of enforcing mandatory quarantines for unvaccinated students who are exposed to COVID. The governor's office says this is in violation of a new law. What's your feeling here? Like, should schools be able to enforce quarantines for students exposed to COVID? They can't, under this new law, enforce, require masks or require vaccinations, right?
So that comes down then to, you can't, by the law, use somebody's vaccination status and prevent them from receiving in-person services or because they won't wear a mask. Mm-hmm. My kids start school today and they will be wearing masks. I know how important it is. They are unvaccinated. I don't want them getting Delta. We work with our local public health agencies all the time. And I think that there's been some misunderstanding. What you cannot do is make a blanket quarantine statement that all unvaccinated individuals have to be quarantined. But I think the confusion is that's not how public health quarantines individuals. And we work with families of close contacts, regardless of their vaccination status, to make recommendations and to, you know, do what's best for that child and their family. We want children in school. We want children to have in-person learning. It's the best place for them to be. And public health knows that and takes that very seriously as they are making those recommendations. So quarantine is still a tool that our local school districts and our local public health authorities have available to them based on a case-by-case basis.
All right. That's Dr. Kara Criss, Director of the State's Department of Health Services. Dr. Criss, thank you so much as always.
Thank you so much.